Hi, I'm Sue.
And I'm Lisa. We are retired teachers who each have taught over 30 years in elementary schools.
I started to write a book about all the funny things that happened to me as an educator, but I couldn't get anyone to read it. So my friend Lisa here, who is also hysterical, decided to share these stories together out loud.
And so was the birth of our podcast.
We didn't know
what we didn't know.
Sit back and enjoy.
So today, Sue, we're going to talk about student teachers.
Yes. How many student teachers would you say you had over the years, Lisa?
You had to have a special class in order to have student teachers.
Oh, yes.
And I think you had to teach like 5 or 10 years.
You had to be an experienced teacher.
I think I only had maybe, I don't know, six yeah. years of student teachers. I didn't want them because I don't like to share.
No.
and student teachers are a lot of work.
Like, they're exhausting.
And I don't like to share my students. I think that I know what they
need.
Oh,
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I know what they need, and I think I can do it better.
So I didn't want to
give up that time with them.
You know,
so I'm kind of stuff like I don't share
this
food either.
Strange. Yeah.
I don't share food. I don't share drinks.
This is a weird thing that turned me off to student teaching. And I even brought it up to the university. So you and I went to a public college and graduated and did a great job and all of that jazz. And I'm even working in the same district of the college that I graduated from. And I used to get the newsletter for the graduates and they would want alumni to donate.
Right.
And so I used to donate money, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, that's weird. You already got $100,000 and now you want me to donate. So I would say to them, you know what I will do? I will take a student teacher and I would like credit. Because what they would do is the people who donated money got their names in this newsletter.
Yeah.
And I said, I am donating a lot to this university.
Oh, you're donating your time.
I want
student teachers
credit.
So much work.
I want a list of donors and I want credit.
Oh.
And they wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't, no. They would call me every once in a while and be like, oh, you please take this student teacher. We need somebody to take student teacher. So I'd be like, oh, fine. But I just remember when I was a student teacher, I was placed in a first grade classroom. You meet with them a couple days beforehand. So you kind of have a general idea. But she's had me do this little story time in the beginning. And she's like, I'm going to go get coffee. And she didn't come back for hours. And I'm it's like 9:30. Like, I'm hungry. When is lunch? I want to go
home. 9:30 in the morning.
Really? Oh, when is recess? That was abusive.
Well,
student
right.
Teacher. And she just kind of sat back, kicked up
Lisa,
her feet and enjoyed that. That's not the purpose of
teaching,
but
I can top that. My cooperating teacher got a substitute. For 10 days, she had saved up 10 days of vacation time. She went to Vegas to gamble, and she left Kenny the sub. Kenny did nothing. It was my lead weeks. For 2 weeks, Lisa, I taught and taught and taught and did everything.
Yeah.
Kenny read book after book, Stephen King. And I taught. But I knew from the start it was not going to go well because, you know, you're contacting your student teacher when you're first meeting them and you're trying to be a big brown noser.
Cooperating teacher.
Yes, sorry. And I contacted her. Her name was Esther. May she rest. And I just remember I asked her all these questions. I had my little script. The first day, this was after winter break. And as college students, we had the month of January off, right?
Yeah.
As student teachers,
we
got nothing. We had to go back to school on the 3rd.
Do you know, I graduated in December, so I had did my first student teaching. I started my second student teaching, but I got a job and I got out of it. So I never had to finish student teaching.
Well, all I know
was pretty
is
lucky then.
All of my friends were going warm places. It was my senior year.
Yeah, because you didn't get a winter break. You know, it's funny when I moved back, because I moved back to the town where I went to college after teaching for a bunch of years. It turned out my cooperating teacher from that first grade class actually went to my church. And then one day I went to go do like swimming and all of a sudden she comes out of the shower.
Oh, ew. you don't want to see.
Oh, right. Yeah. And she remembered me after all those years.
Oh, I think all of mine were pretty good and I loved them all but one. But I just want to tell you what happened though. So it's after winter break. And I'm bummed out that I don't get to have my regular break. 3 weeks of vacation gone. I never did get those back. But I asked this woman, Esther, what the dress code and everything. And I dressed to the nines that day. And it was so cool. I was
remember
wearing
the
nylons.
Yeah, and the skirts and the
so I'm
heels
dressed and up. And I get to school and there's no children that day. She goes, oh, yeah, we don't have kids today. This is our teacher workshop day. And everybody was in jeans and sweatpants. And I look like an absolute moron. And I tell you what, they're all laughing. And I'm like,
I'm laughing.
This is horrible. I mean, I'm a 19-year-old idiot.
I didn't like to have them always at the very beginning of the year because I kind of wanted to get my room going and I wanted to build that rapport with the kids and everything. So I liked them more second semester when things are getting heavy in January.
You already had
I already had everything going, which wasn't good for them. It's better for them to see the beginning of the year, but I didn't want to have them mess up my class.
Right. I remember Esther handed me a weekly reader. Okay. She hands me a weekly reader. She goes, now you look, and she talked very harsh. Like that. She said, now you open that up there. You'll see.
She learned in the 40s.
I know she did. She said, you're going to see in there, there's a thing about satellites. Make that into a bulletin board, but it has to go above the chalkboard there. I'm like, what? So it was just it was like a cartoon about how satellites work.
Yeah.
To this day, I remember just trying to cut off the satellite freehand.
I remember hand drawing board games. You know, I'd find them and I'd draw them out and color them and then put contact paper over them because there's a lot of laminating and everything had to be hand cut out, all the letters for the bulletin boards and everything. But with student teaching, for the most part, I had pretty good ones. In fact, a couple of them ended up working.
We hired my last one got hired as a teacher. And
yeah,
she was great
for the most part. But I told you about the crazy one. I think this is another podcast
with the hair.
With the hair,
yes, that's
but
so.
I had one girl that came the first day, and I said, "Well, you know, this is the plan, and you're going to start off with social studies in the unit, and you've got 2 weeks to prepare." And I gave her my past lesson plans if you want to kind of look at them. And I kind of like to more team teach it rather than just sit in the back and watch them.
You were supposed to teach.
So I didn't just go to the lounge.
See you later.
Because of my having that experience, I didn't want to do that. But she just started bawling. She goes, I can't be ready in 2 weeks. And I'm like, it's one subject I'm giving you. I can't be ready. I'm like, strike one.
Bye-bye.
You know?
Bye-bye.
And she wouldn't show up. And I'm like, why didn't you show up? Well, my roommate and I had this big fight. That was the one. I'm like, I am not writing you a recommendation. She kept bailing. The last day of school, she didn't even come. Like her last day. One day she's just like, I'm leaving. And I'm like, why are you leaving? I just need to leave. I'm just not feeling it today. She just left.
I was subbing for Lisa. And I got to tell you something. She was so confident. You know how the misplaced confidence? I don't know if that's a thing. Is that a word?
She was so bad. She refused to work. Wow. And I'm like, you are not going to cut it. But I've had some crazy ones and I've had some good ones.
Well,
but
I finally,
so much work.
Finally had a male student teacher in an elementary that's a little more rare. And his name was Mr. W. And here's the deal. He didn't talk.
Oh, nice.
Never. Like even when he was teaching.
Okay, I have one thing to say to you. Ready?
Yeah.
Micah.
Oh!
There was a student teacher.
He was
the most beautiful. Oh. Beautiful
just,
man.
Just stare
ever.
At him.
He was such a beautiful man.
What is he doing
man. Now? I don't
Let's look
know.
Him up.
No, you're, I don't no. even know his last name. But he was a student teacher, and he was beautiful. Yeah. And when he'd walk down the hall, you'd see all these ladies' heads stick.
It's all women.
All these women's heads go out the
Middle
door
age.
Just watching, and we're like, oh, Micah. And then remember, he's like, I'd like to come in rooms, you know, like different rooms. And
me,
and do things in Spanish. I'm like, please.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and then he ended up helping me with some after-school classes, and I'm like,
you can see Lisa just walking up and kind of going, hi, smelling him.
Hi. You know, I have a picture, I think, with him somewhere. I'd have to really go back into the...
Oh, back in time.
Yeah.
And I have some student teachers that are probably retiring themselves now, because, you know, when I started out, I took that class right away.
I did.
Like, I was 21 when I started. I think I took that class by the time I was 23.
Well, my first, like, 10 or 12 years was special ed.
But it was always really traumatic for me to relinquish control because, as you've probably noticed, I'm a bit of a control freak.
And, well, that's why I don't like to share. I'm like, I don't want to share my babies.
But also just sometimes the way they would do discipline, you know, shh, 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 shh. I'm like, hey, oh, hey, hey, you know, yeah. or clapping.
Yeah. Well, one thing I would tell the, I would tell the student teachers, don't try to be me. You have to find out who you are. And I have my style, my way. Right. Doesn't mean you have to be right. mini me.
Right.
But the one thing I was told them the first day, I said, I'm going to give you the best advice I can give to anybody is if kids really, truly know that you care about them, they're going to behave. But the biggest one was if you think that you're a master teacher, right?
You are sorely mistaken.
No, if you get to the point, you're not.
No, you're not.
Because yeah. every year is different. The day that you think you're a master teacher, you're in the wrong profession.
Right. It's the year that you retire. Like
you
I
can't get to that ultimate 10.
No.
Because there's always, there's always a new year, new group of kids. Right.
But also I think people don't realize that there's a lot of pre-student teaching. Right. And we would take
I love those because they'd come and just play with the kids.
Well, my favorite was called the block, the chopping block.
I didn't like the block because they would come and observe for 2 weeks and then they'd leave for like a month and you had to give them a unit. And I was really hard to plan out like where am I going to be in 8 weeks.
If you had good block students, though, those units were taught so well. And sometimes I got so many great ideas from them. And having them utilized well is a lot of work.
Oh,
so much work.
So much work.
Having paraprofessionals that come in your room, if you didn't have something like ready and go, here's what we're doing today, they'd just be like, You know, they'd have this face like, well, what am I supposed to do? And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Sometimes having help was more work than it was.
Right.
Work.
But it's hard, you know. I remember we had to write out the Madeline Hunter lesson plan
in detail. Induction.
And I remember my first time teaching in front. You had to script out basically what you're going to say.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there like, okay, what am I going to say? And so I'm like, just put that away.
But there were a lot of kids. Lot of youngsters that came my way that were terrible at improv. They were terrible at making decisions.
Oh, yeah. Just be scared. But it's a learning. It takes time.
Yes.
You can't be perfect like you and I immediately.
It's just sick. My student teaching experiences made it so that I wanted to be better as a cooperating teacher because mine were not very positive. They were just not positive.
No, you didn't have any shining stars?
I mean, no. When I was a student teacher.
Oh, when you were.
It was not very positive. It was a terrible experience. My minor was teaching children how to write, especially within the curriculum.
Yeah.
So science writing, socialized writing, connecting it, that all children, even six-year-olds, can do a lot of writing. That's when you can use inventive spelling.
Right.
And I was in a first grade class, and I was told that I was going to be taking the reins, and I was following their curriculum, and I was told that six-year-olds couldn't write stories. And I was like, what? So, I mean, these teachers they couldn't write stories. I said, I remember we used to get letter grades as student teachers. Yeah. And she just was really smug. Right next to where the line was for my grade, she wrote an A. And then she put a big fat minus. And I said to myself, for the rest of my life, that minus represents all that was wrong with this district that I was in. And it was my badge of honor that I was proud that I couldn't get an A there because they were so backward and so ridiculous.
When the student teaching that I only had to go a few weeks, I was really glad because my philosophy of teaching was so opposite. I mean, it was all that distar we talked about, direct instruction. And all she did was had her little script and she would just do that. And the kids would repeat.
Like working in a factory, just putting on
That was hard. So I was like, whoo, got out of that one because that would have been a really long semester.
Yes.
Did I ever tell you about a student teacher that was with one of my coworkers? And she was just very brazen. We would go out to lunch once a week. And for some reason, and I don't know why, but she was just not nice to people. So I would go in his room all the time because we were co-workers and also
good
really
friends.
Good friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were going to go to lunch and one of the other co-workers drove and she had a big car. I was going to get in the back and she goes, maybe you better sit in the front so there's more room. And I'm like, what the hell is that supposed to mean? You know, like, whatever. You know, I thought that's really weird. And then she
wanted you to sit in the front.
No, this student teacher said that.
To you?
To me.
She goes, you should sit.
That I should sit in the front because I would have more room. And I'm like, that, because that's supposed to mean, right? So then later on, I had been sick. I had pneumonia, which I never get, but yeah. I was really had sick. And I'd missed like 2 days. We had to carry something up the stairs. So I'm carrying up boxes. And I'm like, whew, I'm getting winded. And she goes, well, yeah, you kind of are out of shape. And I'm like, what? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to let that go. Okay. Let that go.
Two things.
And then she made another comment about my age. Like some ageism things. And I'm like, okay, now I'm getting ticked. Now he knows I'm getting ticked.
Yeah.
So he walked in.
Well, your friend knows you well enough to just see it.
And you know, I don't usually hold back, but I'm like, okay, I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, now she's insulting my age. So I walked into the room. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just got the nicest card from this mom. I said, it was so sweet. I'm getting misty even just talking about it. It was so nice. And she goes, are you capable of even getting misty? She said this to me. This is a student teacher.
Is she implying something about your moisture level?
No, that I'm like cold. So all of a sudden,
cold.
I don't know. I didn't even know this girl. I never even really talked to her.
Capable.
So anyway, my coworker just put his head down like, oh God, she's going to go. And I'm like, all right, listen, Missy, you are not allowed to talk to me like that. I am not your friend and you will show me some respect. And I just nailed it to the ground.
You know that your friend was like,
he was just like, oh God. Because I was like, what the heck is wrong with her? Yeah. And it's like the disrespect. And she was doing it to other people too. This wasn't just me. Yes. And I just crumbled her down.
Push it down.
Just crumbled. And then I had a student teacher my last year because they couldn't find anyone to take her. But she was telling me how her generation had such a better work ethic than my generation. Because we were just talking about students and their work ethic.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, they're really hard workers. And I know people were slamming COVID. But yeah. I said, generally, I saw my students were working hard. It wasn't the best that they always had been. Mm-hmm. But we had really good students. And she goes, well, yeah, kids today, we have a better work ethic than older people. I'm like, oh, honey.
Oh.
I don't think
so. Oh, honey.
Oh, honey. Don't you open that can of worms with me. I had this university professor from Japan, and a lot of times we'd have people come from other countries and come observe.
Yeah.
And
their sister city was a Japanese city.
So they had contacted me, and he asked if he could come and observe in my classroom with another person. And I'm like, sure, but very, very limited English. So showed up with the one person, just showed up, introduced and stuff, and then kind of left. So this person there spoke really no English, hardly at all. And they were taking pictures. And then the next day, another person shows up.
Yeah.
And so now I have two.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
And then by the end of the week, there was like five or six people in there. And they were taking pictures of every worksheet I gave.
Oh.
So I called this person. I said, I thought it was just going to be one person for just a couple of days. He goes, yeah, but they were enjoying so much. And so all of a sudden I have this
herd.
They were very, very, very sweet, nice people and everything, but very limited English. And that's not the problem, you know, but it was the fact that there was more and more.
This happened to me too.
No, it did?
Oh, gosh. So every time I opened the file cabinet, they'd all go, oh, and they'd all take pictures of my file.
Everything you hand out, it'd be like, tick, 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 tick.
It was year after year. This is before cell phones. No, it was year after year, and they multiplied. So these people were studying to be teachers from our sister city, and they would come over, and we had one of our teachers was coordinating this. And these are the people when we gave them school lunch, and they go, this is not very good. And then we had a pop machine, which is a pretty big deal. We had a soda machine.
Oh,
and so we gave them root beer, and that's when they laughed. They go, this is medicine. And they were laughing. They were like, this tastes like medicine. I mean, it was super fun. And we learned how to say konnichiwa.
Oh, yeah. They would teach the words. It's a great learning.
It was like
it was the photo.
My room was a paparazzi, not me. Well, sometimes they'd be like,
and they come up to the board and over your shoulder.
They'd be like, you'd be writing, hello.
But that's kind of how you are when you have a student teacher. They're just constantly looking at you.
Just leave me alone. Then you'd go to the bathroom and they'd be like, can I come in? No, I'm going to the bathroom. Leave me alone. You never had a moment.
No, never a moment. And then, like I said, you'd go to lunch, they'd tag along.
Yeah. Oh, and you're just constantly talking. So the not so secret room. I was always craving a space. One time I did go out in my car and eat lunch. I just really did. It was really cold out. I didn't care. Going back to my student teaching, I have to keep going back, Lisa. I mean, there's nothing I can say.
So sorry you had that experience.
I know.
She just left and left me alone.
Well, mine left Kenny, who was making 10 bucks an hour while I was teaching. This school that I was in, they had a workbook for math. They had a workbook for English. They had a workbook for writing. They had a workbook for everything.
Yeah.
This is first grade again.
Isn't that funny?
And they said, we're doing these three pages in math. Then they would take all the workbooks and stack them in the hallway. There was a desk where the paraprofessional, they were called an aide back then. She sat there and that's all she did. She graded them. And then if they got a 100%, she clipped the corner.
What?
And if they got some wrong, she folded the corner.
That's a philosophical.
I know. And so for me,
for you and my teacher. Yeah.
And so when it was my turn to teach, I was like, boys and girls, time to do page 142, 143, 144.
What page are you going to say? Okay. Now,
guess what? You know what I'm going to say next.
Yeah,
right?
I do.
Do you think I got to use the aid to grade?
No.
No. So I had to sit at school and I had to grade them all and I had to clip the corner.
You're supposed to be working with kids.
Oh, man.
You have to empathize with student teachers because we had that experience too. Right. I had one student teacher where they called and they're like, he's already been through it twice and he's failed.
Jeez.
And they're like, can you get one more chance? And that broke my heart because you go to college for all those years and you invest all that money and that time into a profession. It was in their family to be teachers. And he had failed twice in student teaching. This was his last time.
Right.
And that poor guy.
Did he make it?
No.
Nope.
But he
didn't make it.
I mean, I really worked with him. But he was so nervous. He couldn't even hold a book. It would shake.
If you can't speak in front of people, they always say that the number one fear is public speaking. And the number two is spiders. I'm like, what?
Arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia is number two. People would rather not speak in front of others. They have that as a bigger fear than the fear of death. In other words, they'd rather be at their own funeral than have to speak.
But it is different speaking in front of peers because I did a lot of workshops and presenting at conventions and my heart would pound. I don't really like speaking in front, but it's easy with kids.
I also think the organization, the creativity, when you put it all together, there were some people who thought, well, this will be easy.
That's the thing that people think. They think that anybody can be a teacher.
No.
You can't.
No,
you can't. And I think people think that, oh, I went to school, so I know what school's about, so I can be a teacher. No, and I know that now there's such a shortage in teachers. They're basically hiring, oh, if you have a degree, you can, you know.
I drove a car. I can be a mechanic. You can't.
You can't.
Did you have some experience at something? I've had my teeth drilled. I don't know how to drill teeth. You've been in a classroom. You don't know how to organize the lessons and put things together.
And the thing is, when you graduate with an education degree, you have a bachelor's of science because it is a science and it's always changing. You have to be quick thinking. You have to be adaptive. You have to be open-minded. You have to be flexible. You have to all those things. And you have to know the content. Yeah. You also have to have the science of teaching, the science behind learning.
Just the classes we had to take were very well-rounded, but we had to have a basis of everything.
Right.
I think that's a good way to end it because a Bachelor of Science ain't no BS. Yeah.
That's right.
Get it? So anybody out there who wants to be a teacher, you have to be willing to take student teachers. And if they're bad, send them our way.
You know, it's helping out. It's like with other professions.
Yeah,
like
it's a donation.
You have an apprentice kind of thing. You don't teach them the correct way to do it. So because we don't want bad teachers out there.
And university, give us credit. It's a donation. Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We didn't know what we didn't know. We'll see you next time.